Good afternoon. A beautiful day in progress behind that front that brought all the thunderstorms to our area late yesterday and last evening. As that front sweeps off the eastern seaboard, high pressure will continue to build in, bringing us brilliant sunshine for the balance of the day. A little bit of a northwest breeze will add a chill to the air at times. Still, though, temperatures should reach seasonal averages, generally in the lower and middle 60s. Tonight will be clear and cool with light winds. We'll have temperatures dropping back into the 30s. Areas of frost will develop, especially across the higher terrain and in mountain valleys. And that will lead us to a beautiful day tomorrow. That same high pressure will bring us more in the way of sunshine and temperatures pushing up into the middle 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the south, where we'll find the remnants of Tropical Storm Karen, just a weak low pressure center along the Carolina coast now. This system will be creeping up the coast with clouds and showers, and it looks like some of those clouds may enter the region from the south on Thursday and last into Friday. There's even the risk of a few showers, mainly to the south of I-90, but the best chance will still be closer to the coast for both Thursday and Friday. High temperatures will be in the middle 60s. That system will swing back off the eastern seaboard on Saturday and Sunday, leaving us dry for the weekend. Both days will feature a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the upper 60s, then back to the mid-60s with partly sunny skies on Columbus Day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wind advisory is in effect for parts of southern Minnesota this afternoon as a southerly wind will increase to 25 to 35 miles per hour and gusts could top 40 miles per hour before subsiding this evening. A winter weather advisory is out for parts of the Sierra Nevada mountains for 2 to 5 inches of snow above 6,000 feet. This includes Yosemite National Park. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring disorganized showers and thunderstorms over the far eastern tropical Atlantic, which is associated with a broad area of low pressure centered about 400 miles south-southwest of the Cape Verde Islands. Environmental conditions appear conducive for gradual development of this disturbance during the next couple of days. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 17 at Eagle Nest, New Mexico. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 60s, Boston sunny in the mid 60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high 79 set in 2011 and in 1993, and the record low 21 in 1964. Sunrise this morning coming right up at 7 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:24 p.m., 11 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and cooler today with highs in the mid 60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and cooler today with highs in the middle 60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny and cooler today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s to around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-60s, a mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday, the risk for a few showers, mainly in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, mid-60s, and a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, Sunday, and for Columbus Day on Monday, with highs in the middle to upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.